on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us, everybody. Lynn Nottage is one of the most distinctive voices in the American theater today. The center stage production of her play Intimate Apparel a few years ago showed local audiences her ability to mine the complexities of race and human longing. She won the Pulitzer Prize for Ruined, a play set in war-ravaged Congo, and she followed that success with a fascinating chronicle of two movie stars that spans more than 70 years. It's called By the Way, Meet Vera Stark, and it's receiving a funny, poignant, and insightful production at Baltimore's Everyman Theater. My guests this morning are the women who play the main characters. Dawn Ursula plays Vera Stark, an African-American maid who dreams of Hollywood stardom, and Beth Hilton plays Gloria Mitchell, a white movie actress whose stardom is beginning to fade. Dawn Ursula and Beth Hilton join me in the studio. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I have to tell you, this is a, first of all, it's a terrific play. It's a great script, and you guys are phenomenal in this work. It's I've been big fans of both of yours for a long time, and Dawn and I, we've even had a chance to work together.
Yeah.
But it's a great production, and you guys are just perfect for these roles. So, Dawn, let me start with you. Tell us about Vera Stark.
You see her in the 1930s, and she's working as a maid. But as you find out as the play progresses, that she's actually quite a talented actress and a singer. And she's been performing since she was very young on vaudeville stages. And she's now living in Hollywood and working for Gloria Mitchell, who is a movie star. And there's some complexity to their relationship. And she wants to be a star, too. And she wants her turn to be in the movies. But she's hindered by the times of 1930s and what roles are available and how African Americans are portrayed in films. And she's trying to find a way to make a difference and to make a mark and to be successful within those parameters. And there is a movie that's being produced, and she sees this as an opportunity. And the film, called The Belle of New Orleans, is very reminiscent to Gone with the Wind. So there's a character that's a slave woman or a maid, as you know, in this time period.
The mammy character.
Mm-hmm. And but Vera believes that this is a different role and that she can make a difference in it and that it can she can possibly use this as a vehicle to start her career. And so that's the first act. And so you meet all these different wonderful characters, and the setup occurs. And I don't think there's any way to talk about it without spoiling.
I'm trying. Yeah, we got to be careful of spoiling. But perhaps we could just say that it spans from the 1930s to the 1970s, mm-hmm. and then there's even a scene that happens in the early 2000s. So it's all over the map.
Yes, all over.
And Beth, your character, Gloria Mitchell, the fading film star, has a very complicated relationship with mm-hmm. Vera. Clearly, she's very fond of Vera, and that the nature of that relationship is another one of the things that we're not going to talk about today because it's what happens in the play. Mm-hmm. But she's Vera comes to Gloria and says, "Can you help me? Can you get me an audition with this director who's doing this shoot that you're going to be in?" And that's a complicated calculus for you.
Yes, yeah, Gloria. First of all, Gloria would be very upset to hear that she's a fading star, but it is true. yeah, I mean, I think what's really interesting, what's interesting to us is, and this is without giving any spoilers, is Lynn Nottage was inspired. She watched the film Babyface, which is Barbara Stanwyck and the actress Teresa Harris, who plays Chico. And she noticed in the film that Chico was more of a sidekick to Barbara Stanwyck than just a maid character. In fact, there's an incident in the beginning of the film that's kind of the inciting incident for the whole Barbara Stanwyck's move forward. So that sparked the interest of Lynn Nottage of the play. And I think what's interesting is that she was able to translate. There is this really complex kind of relationship. And, you know, the question comes up for Gloria in terms of, like, getting an audition for her maid and friend and colleague is, you know, putting her own neck out. And that's just something that the character of Gloria doesn't really ever do.
Right.
So and that comes up over and over again over the two distinct time periods you see them. which is interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So Lynn Nottage is so erudite and so she has such a great ear and a great eye for parsing out these complexities of race and ego and human aspiration. Mm-hmm. So the play brings up the issues of race for women in general and for Black actors in general. So it's not just sort of, you know, women writ large, but it's actors. So here you are, a bunch of actors playing actors who are going through these issues. So yeah. what has struck you now that you've, you know, been doing this run for a little while, Dawn Ursula, about the resonances of the challenges that you face as an African American actor in the current scene, 2014?
There are, interestingly enough, many similarities. And there's no denying that actors of color today have more opportunities than what our ancestors had in the 1930s. But still, especially when we look at Hollywood films, there's a reason why there are so many independent films that are being made and need to be made, and there's a movement for that. Because there is such a dearth of really good, meaty roles that tell stories available. It's kind of surprising that, you know, some of the roles that are good are still roles about slaves. Not that those stories ever need to stop being told, and that's not at all what I'm suggesting, but it just seems it's quite interesting that, you know, the other stories, human interest stories, are just stories about just people living are lacking. And what was that? I'm drawing a blank. I was going to use as an example, the film. It's like these Black couples and friends. The Best Man series.
Is that the second in a series?
Largely
Black cast.
And it's so interesting how difficult it was for them to get this second film produced.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The first film was so successful. And it's just a story about Black friends who were living and going through life like so many of us. And it was really, really hard for them to convince Hollywood producers to get behind it and let them just tell stories about us living. Mm-hmm. And it harkens and it echoes back to the struggles of other people of color before. Let us just tell stories.
Mm-hmm. Dawn Ursula stars in, by the way, Meet Vera Stark, along with Beth Hilton at the Everyman Theater on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. So, Beth, this play talks about, and the other African-American characters in the play do a lot of pondering this notion of, should Vera take this role, which is a maid?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Black girl is always given the maid role, mm-hmm. you know. Have you ever been offered a maid role?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And absolutely. Tray carrying, door opening. That's what I call those roles. Yes, absolutely. And I think on some level, we all, as actors, professional actors, pay our dues in that way by playing these smaller roles. But absolutely recognize the very difference between that conversation and my playing, you know, very tiny supporting roles in my 20s and early 30s.
Because I remember when Viola Davis was nominated for Oscar in The Help,
mm-hmm.
And she took a fair amount of heat for playing that role of the maid. And she won the SAG Award and she won the Golden Globe. She didn't win the Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Meryl Streep won it for her portrayal of Margaret Thatcher.
Mm-hmm.
And that was considered a little, you know, a little dicey too. So these issues are still definitely percolating in the film and theater business.
Absolutely. There's a very interesting interview of Viola Davis on, I think it's Tavis Smiley, who, and it sounds so much like the conversations even that Vera Stark would have had, where, you know, he's challenging her, you know, saying, you know, I'm not upset with you, but it sounds very much like Leroy. Why are we still playing maids?
Mm-hmm.
How is it that, you know, you took this role to play this? You know, we've gone past that. And if you keep accepting these roles, then we're not going to get past that. And you know, and it's interesting to hear her talk about, you know, the role and the meat of it and the story and how important it was to still tell these stories and how this particular character was just, you know, such an incredible human being that needed to have her story told and be respected. And it's like, wow, it's still... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, you've got Best Supporting Actress in this. The most recent Oscars is, you know, Lupita Nyong'o, who's also voted People Magazine's Most Beautiful Woman on Earth or whatever, which is certainly very well deserved. Mm-hmm. She is certainly a beautiful woman, yeah. And it will be interesting to see the kinds of roles that she's given.
Yes.
But you know, Beth, as you've been in the business for a while, you and Dawn both, is the notion of colorblind casting, you know, taking hold more now than it was 5 years ago? I remember Kwame Kwe Arma at Center Stage took a little heat for casting two brothers in, I think the play is called An Enemy of the People last season. Mm-hmm. And he had the two brothers, one was black and one was white. And you just had to suspend the concept that, you know, they had the same mother and father. Didn't bother me at all. I mean, once they started talking, you figured it out. But it's still an issue, isn't it?
It is. And I find it personally exhilarating when directors make those kind of brave choices, because I assume the audience knows that we're not actually related when we play siblings on stage. Do you know why do we have to, this whole idea that a family has to look like? I mean, I understand in some stories that's important, but certainly when you're doing something heightened like Ibsen or Shakespeare or some of the classics or even some of the modern classics, I just don't know why that's so important. I think that there was a period when colorblind casting was kind of the rage and the national conversation in the theater and was happening more. I think that it happens less, certainly, than I would like to see, unfortunately.
Colorblind casting, you know, it needs to also reflect what our world reflects. And it's so interesting, as you talked about, I didn't see, unfortunately, that production of Enemy of the People. But I immediately thought about a dear friend of mine who's an African-American woman. Her dad is black. Her mother is white. She's married to an African man, and she has twin daughters. One is darker than me, and the other is very fair. Not quite Beth's complexion. They're twins.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they came out at the same time.
Right.
And I mean, and this is just...
Same DNA.
Same exact DNA.
Yeah.
This is the world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just simply when you're walking and living in this world. So theater needs to just reflect that more.
I think more theater, more than film, has a responsibility, just because theater is in your community. And so what you go to your regional theater and see should reflect the community that's going to the theater.
Well, Lynn Nottage in this play gives us a lot of great stuff to think about. Gives us a lot of stuff to laugh about, too. I mean, it's really masterfully done, and you guys are just terrific in it. So enjoy the rest of the run, and thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Great to see you. Dawn Ursula and Beth Hilton star in, by the way, Meet Vera Stark. It's at the Everyman Theater in Baltimore until Mother's Day, May 11th. Maryland Morning Theater critic J. Wynn Russick will give us her review of Vera Stark next Monday. And tomorrow, a conversation with Darren Atwater. He's the music director of the Soulful Symphony. He's written a new piece that will get his premiere this weekend, and we'll have a preview tomorrow morning on Maryland Morning. Until then, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.